How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 271. The post I'm going to connect this episode to our original title, Triple F and Crossword Clues Number 2, posted June 26th of 2015. All right, so I'm just going to give you the crossword clue solution that I came up with for this particular clue set, because I will say that I own the content, so I just want to be as vague as possible and so on, so we can still get a prompt done. All right, so blue and own was what we're working with this time. Blue and own. B-L-U. All right, so if somebody is nicknamed Blue and they own something, all right, why? What do they own and why do they own it? And what do they own? Is it secret technology? Is it a piece of tech from the past he's found a new use for? And if people discover what he's up to, do they want to buy it or borrow it or steal it? And I mean, it really depends. You can take any of those scenarios and turn a story, put it into a story, or turn it into a story, you know. And like, that is enough to get started. I do want to mention that we could go on forever as far as that goes with other angles we could discover and to tease out of this, because the setup is very vague, and that leaves a lot of room for interpretation with a lot of things and a lot of the elements. Because it's very simple, and sometimes with simple things, it's easier to come up with complex things than if we have something that's ultra, ultra specific that allows a little less room for innovation. That's at least my opinion of it. So at that point, at the time this was written, it was the last Friday in June. July 2015 was wrapping up. And that also meant that I had my second graduation party to go to in 2 weeks. And then I had thought at that point that the weddings and graduation parties would be wrapping up, of course. And then that it would be July soon, and that would be, you know, fireworks. Which I thought was pretty cool, because, you know, it kind of is. Unless you have pets. A lot of pets don't like it. I discovered, based on what other people told me, because they're afraid of sudden loud noise and so on, or very loud noise. And then upon further reflection, I realized that I have something in common with other people's pets. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we'll catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.